The Story of Dr. Kildare, An Introduction. Dr. Kildare was a staple of film, TV and radio for decades. It offered a glimpse into a world that had the power and ambition to keep each one of us safe. Kildare worked at New York's Blair General Hospital, where life begins, where life ends, and in between, where life went on in very many ways. The cast was led by two genuine heavyweights, Lou Ayres as the young and idealistic Kildare, and Lionel Barrymore as the hardened, experienced diagnostician, Dr. Leonard Gillespie. Around them were a never-ending stream of patients, each with a health problem that needed their immediate or ongoing attention. Together with their colleagues and administrators, who ran a system designed to help but would sometimes hinder or bring obstacles to their path, Dr. Kildare and co. had to find the right answers. Let's see where the next case takes us.
The Story of Dr. Kildare.
Whatsoever house I enter, there will I go for the benefit of the sick. Whatsoever things I see or hear concerning the life of men, I will keep silence thereon, counting such things to be held as sacred trusts. I will exercise my art solely for the...
The Story of Dr. Kildare, starring Lou Ayres and Lionel Barrymore. Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer brought you those famous motion pictures. Now this exciting, heartwarming series is heard on radio. In just a moment, the story of Dr. Kildare. But first, your announcer. Now the story of Dr. Kildare, starring Lou Ayres as Dr. Kildare and Lionel Barrymore as Dr. Gillespie.
Blair General Hospital, one of the great citadels of American medicine, a clump of gray-white buildings planted deep in the heart of New York, a nerve center of medical progress where great minds and skilled hands wage man's everlasting battle against death and disease. Blair General Hospital, where life begins, where life ends, where life goes on. Well, I guess that's about all we can do for her until morning, Dr. Gillespie.
She'll be all right, Jimmy. She showed a good response to the stimulant. Parker?
Yes, Dr. Gillespie.
Parker, you'd better stay here with Mrs. Stanford for an hour or so, until we have another nurse assigned.
All right, Doctor.
It's a good thing she had medical attention in a hurry. At her age, with a case of angina pectoris as bad as this, well...
Apparently, she didn't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?